Every generation brings forth a symbolic figure, an icon, representative of a nation's aspirations and ideals. In the early 60s, John F. Kennedy appeared as an icon of post-war America's youth, vigor, and optimism. Later came Ronald Reagan, an icon of America's military might and imperialist agenda. Today, Barack Hussein Obama has been fashioned, that is, hyped, by his Jewish Madison Avenue gimmick man, David Axelrod, as an icon of change that no one believes of him any longer. Negative symbols in recent days include Bernie Madoff, an icon of Wall Street greed, and George Soros, an icon of Jewish financial power. And icons justifying endless Zionist wars are the Jewish media's portrayals of incarnations of evil, Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, and the latest boogeyman who opposed Zionist globalism, Muammar Gaddafi. America's ideal of youth and vigor, portrayed by Kennedy, collapsed with his assassination in Dallas, and America's aspirations of imperialist might abroad, portrayed by Reagan, has morphed into a malaise of pessimism at home. The idea of an icon, a symbol that brings its beholder into a higher reality, was introduced to the world long before today's so-called heroes and anti-heroes appeared. It was the ancient Eastern Orthodox Church that transported its faithful through the sacred symbol into a mystical experience of another worldly realm. The icon of Christ brings the beholder into a deep connection with the power of the reigning king. The icon of the Virgin Mary brings the beholder into the mystery of the union of divinity with humanity. And the icons of saints brings the beholder into the possibility of establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth. Surely the false and negative icons of our day, whether it's Obama, Soros, or Madoff, or the pseudo-religious icons of Wiesel and other Holocaustianity figures, have left the American people bereft of virtue, true religion, and wholeness. Only a return to the Christian roots that made our nation pregnant with possibilities, something which we all so sorely crave and yearn for, can America again be admired around the world as an icon of light.